There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Bears, 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 Bears. Football, football, football. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It is a delight to welcome in Jim Schwantze, of course, a former Pro Bowl player in the NFL, a Super Bowl champion, a former Bear, and a guy that is the mayor of Palatine. You want to talk about a local guy made good? He's right here for us now. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, guys. How you doing? I want to congratulate you on officially getting to the bottom of the list of guests here. It took you 2 months, but you finally made it. So congratulations, boys.
Oh, come on.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? Listen, okay, so before we get into your Bears thoughts, because we know that you have them and we like it when you share them with us, so you are in the midst of dealing with your local government. As the mayor of Palatine, you have been dealing with balancing the stay-at-home orders and Governor Pritzker's daily press briefings, as I'm sure you're paying a lot of attention to. And there's been some suburban mayors who have pushed back at the idea that, hey, we're ready. We're further along than maybe they are in Chicago. How would you describe that process and the challenge that you faced recently?
Well, David, it's been interesting. You know, I was born and raised here in Palatine and been here my whole life. My dad was raised here in Palatine. And 11 years ago when I took office, if you'd have told me in a short span of time we'd be dealing with video gambling, marijuana, and a global pandemic, I'd have told you were crazy. But here we are. We're in the middle of it. And it's interesting. You know, the governor is flying kind of – we're all flying by the seat of our – there is no manual for this. There's no game plan on how to deal with this. And you got to make decisions in real time, decisions that make the most sense. And he's – making decisions on a statewide basis, and we're trying to say that, you know, hey, here in Palatine, what we're doing here, and then Arlington Heights and Hoffman Estates did the same thing. It's, you know, we feel there's a few things in the order that can be tweaked. Not the whole thing get torn up. We don't want to go rogue. We're not that type of a community. We're abiding by the rules. Everybody's socially distancing and the face coverings and all the good stuff that has been put in the order, but you know, right now there's a sub-region map that has 11 sub-regions that has been used for years and years for these types of emergencies, and for whatever reason he has chosen to ignore that and go with a 4 geographical region, which lumps us in with the city of Chicago, which we are not the city of Chicago. So we're trying to get that changed. It's 28 days between phases. You got to hit all the metrics to get to be able to move from phase 1 to phase 2 to phase 2 to phase 3, and it's he's got it at 28 days, and we've never really figured out why it's 28 days. The rest of the country is 14 days, so we've asked that. And then the third one was to get restaurants moved from phase 4 to phase 3, which yesterday he did for the outdoor dining portion. But unfortunately, as what is most of the time, after his presser, there's a lot of things that are questions. You know, we're getting flooded now by our restaurants as to, you know, what are the numbers, how many people can be out there, how far, you know, there's a lot of information that he did not give us yesterday. So once again, the locals are left kind of dealing with the mess.
And, you know, I think it's fascinating because your perspective is unique. You own a small business, right? So you have a couple of different ways of looking at this and understand what people are going through. And it is a real taffy pull of trying to figure out how you keep the economy safe while trying to keep everyone safe, medically safe, period.
Yeah, you know, it's almost impossible. I mean, it really is. And I feel bad for the businesses that have been completely impacted by this, because not only, you know, have you been told you're not essential. First off, you know, what a gut punch there. You're told you're not essential anymore. So, you know, you got to deal with what that looks like, what that feels like. Then you're thrown into this pool of sharks to try to get these PPP loans, and those are almost impossible to come by. And you know, we saw all the some of them were snapped up by bigger businesses, and they were meant for small businesses. And, and you know, the people in Washington have just really absolutely had a very difficult time with this, and have really kind of fumbled it pretty poorly, in my opinion. But, you know, it's starting to loosen a little bit now. I think if anything, the stay-at-home order, you know, flattened the curve, all those things you've heard about. But what I think it's really done is it's really educated people to understand, you know, the effects of what this is, what it could be. People respect the virus, I think, more than ever. And, you know, if the worst thing that comes out of this is people wash their hands a lot more than they used to, and they stop sneezing in the air, and they sneeze into the crook of their elbow, then that'll all be good stuff. So, you know, hopefully as we see the light at the end of this tunnel, I refuse to say it's the new normal. I'm saying it's the temporary normal, and hopefully we get back to a point where we were before this.
So, Jim, we know your football background, former Bear and obviously NFL player, and now you are in local politics. And I wonder, when you look at the value of sports to people in this during this pandemic, and we're all in this sort of rush to get baseball back, and we're talking about will the NFL return in a way that looks familiar, how has your perspective changed, if it has, in the way that you view the importance of sports and what it means to either you or your family? I know your son, Austin, is a football player at Butler. We're a fellow Butler dad. So has your perspective on sports changed throughout this?
I think what you can see, David, is you look at, like, let's say the draft. You know, it's something we've never seen before, and the viewership and the discussions and what goes on about it was never larger than it's been for that. So I think people want sports. I think they need sports. You know, I used the term gut punch a few minutes ago, and if there is no NFL season this year, if there is no college season, if there is no football season, you know, we saw the kid leave Nazareth to go down to Florida because he's anticipating, or his people or whoever are anticipating, Florida will have football, high school football, but you won't see it here in Illinois. I mean, you talk about when the fall rolls around, we're already going to be dealing with summertime in Chicago, which is the greatest time to be in the city, and potentially not having to look anything like what we're used to it looking. And then here comes the fall where everybody looks forward to football, and that potentially not being there. I shudder to think what that might look like come around August and September.
Jim, as a linebacker and a special teams ace, you never practice social distancing on the football field. How do you envision the game, Elf? I mean, you heard what Fauci said to Peter King. And, you know, it's scary to think about, because I don't know, when you're talking about a contact sport, I don't know how you protect people.
22 angry individuals running into each other, and, you know, we're talking about droplets that travel 6 feet, and we're going to be in very close contact with each other, with people who sweat profusely, spit a lot, and so there's all kinds of bodily fluids that'll be flying. I don't understand how. I don't see it. You know, I said early on, until there's a vaccine, well, that ain't going to happen. That's out the window. There's got to be a suitable treatment. There's got to be a effective treatment. I use this very crude example. You get a strep throat, you go to the doctor, you get a Z-Pak, and a couple of days later you feel better. There's got to be something like that, in my opinion, before we see 22 angry individuals running into each other on a play-by-play basis. And I just don't know how, not only the NFL, but the Morris Smith, the Players Union, how do you put people into that position? And then let's say it does happen. Let's say it does go forward. There's no, and I understand no fans in the stands. I can get around that. That's not ideal, but I can understand that. I get to that point. But, you know, well, the way it is now, and I can tell you, like with our police, our fire, our public works, if somebody does happen to get sick and they feel they're getting sick, they're in 14-day quarantine. 14 days. So, and then anybody they've come in contact with as a precaution goes into 14-day quarantine. So let's say somebody on the Chicago Bears comes down, they get tested positive. Does the whole organization go down for 14 days? What does that look like? And then what do you do, forfeit for 2 weeks? Or does that become your bye? I don't know how that works.
Jim, if there is football in 2020 for the Chicago Bears, now that we have seen what they've done in free agency and the draft, haven't talked to you since then, how much better did they get from their 8-8 season last year?
You know, the term I've used this offseason, and it's hope, and it's, there's a lot of hope in what they did. You know, you went out, You get Nick Foles, and I think you've, between Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky, you hope you've got a high-level quarterback that can get things done in the NFL, whether it's one or the two or the both of them. Then you go out and you get Robert Quinn, which I think was an outstanding signing. I think that's a cornerstone that gives Khalil Mack somebody else that and Akeem Hicks somebody else that they got to pay attention to. And then you go with the three guys that were former first-round picks in Artie Burns, Ifedi, and Mingo, and you're just hoping you can get that first-round talent somehow, some way to come to the top. So you took a chance on them. And then the biggest thing for me is the biggest offseason, I think, signing, and I've talked a lot with Tommy and Jay, is Juan Castillo. And if hopefully he can get the offensive line to a point where we can coach him up, and we've heard that in Chicago a lot. You know, we're going to coach him up, and that's how we're going to get better this year. We're going to coach him up, and we're going to be better. You know, that's the other thing. So if those things can come together, and then you add in the draft class and the guys that they picked up in the draft, and I think, you know, you've got some talent there, you've got some depth there. I think they did well this offseason given what they had as far as the free agent market that was out there, and then the lack of picks that they had, the high-level picks that they didn't have because of the Mac trade.
Jim, I'm sure you've been on a ton of Zoom meetings as all this is going on. I wonder how you build football chemistry. You know, we heard Matt Nagy talk last week about turning these Zoom meetings into sort of coffee shops and guys getting together and going over stuff, but also just getting a chance to chat with each other and talk about life and develop chemistry. It seems, you know, first of all, they're all over the country, and this is one of the things he said, that it's, you know, one guy is on at 10 o'clock in the morning and another guy is on at 1 or whatever. I mean, it's just difficult to have everybody in the same mode at the same time. How do you think this works in terms of building chemistry for a football team?
Well, I think it's impossible. I think, you know, it's not what this game is intended to be built around, you know. Training camps used to be, you know, 4 weeks of just cordoned off, no family, and you're out there and you're, that's how you build chemistry. And then that changed, and now they're, you know, most teams are at their facilities and they spend, you know, they get to spend their nights with their families and they go back to them, and that changed. And now you've taken that completely away where there is no human interaction. It's a Zoom meeting, as you mentioned. And you know, the Zoom meetings I've been a part of, my daughter's a grad student, in physical therapy, our son is at Butler, as David mentioned. And, you know, when they're going through those things, those Zoom meetings, after about 5 or 6 minutes, people lose attention. They're not paying much attention anymore, talking over each other. It's very difficult, but it's what they have to do. I mean, ultimately, that's the only option they have right now. And everybody's on the same playing field. That's the big deal. If it was the Patriots who were out there and they were having practices and nobody knew about it because they're secretive, and they were getting better and nobody else was, then we'd have a problem. But as long as the level playing field is level, everybody's going to go into this season, if it happens, under the same circumstances, which is very limited human interaction and a chance to build that team chemistry.
Well, I cannot wait until you're talking to Jay about the problems with the Bears offensive line again, Jim. That will be something.
Nobody covers the center position more than we do, David. You know that.
Great stuff, Jim.
All right, Jim. Thanks, buddy.
All right, talk to you guys. Have a good day.
Stay safe.
Jim Schwantz. Yeah, it will be a relief to find out the Bears aren't blocking well.
No kidding. Wouldn't that be
it's
great?
It's beautiful. If only. All right, want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yeah, it means a lot to us. And thanks to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Oh, we got Dustin Rhodes here.
Yes, we do, and you don't. And our thanks to Kevin Zipek, glorious human that he is.
Biggest tools out there.
Yeah, there's apparently a couple different ways of looking at it. And Ray, bless you, Ray. Thank you, as always. Ray's wonderful.
Ah, God is the greatest.
So is Ray. David, have yourself a great day. A lot of fun today.
Have a great
today.
Day, Mully. Yep, take care.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
That segment brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
You're listening to Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one sports morning show. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Hey, it's David Haw from Mullane Haw. During these difficult times, stay connected with 670 The Score. Here's a simple thing you can do to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Score reminds you, if you have symptoms like a cough, fever, shortness of breath, or a sore throat, stay home. If your symptoms are mild, you do not need to seek medical care. If symptoms are severe, contact your primary care provider. The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Hi, this is Chuck Swirsky, and during these difficult times, stay connected with 670 The Score. And here's a simple thing you can do to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Practice essential prevention hygienes. That includes frequent hand washing and coughing or sneezing into your elbow. The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Dick Butkus on Doug Buffon.
If we would have won collectively as a team more games during his career, or at least I'm positive that he would have been an All-Pro and would have played in the Pro Bowl, and I would even put Ed Obradovich in that category. They were that good. You know, and sometimes being recognized depends on how well your team does also. Green Bay, they had Leroy Caffey and Dave Robinson outside of Nitschke. And so they, as corners, you know, they would say, well, you know, you're going to put up Doug against them people. And deep down, I would say, what he accomplished for us, I would say yes. But you're taking in the account that, you know, these teams won a lot and often. You know, a lot of guys do not get recognized by that fact.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Healthcare is very local. We know how it's actually being consumed, in Illinois, in Chicago, in Evanston, in Springfield, in every single county. That deep knowledge helps us deliver greater value to all of our customers. My name is Steve Hammond, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. We're deep